So now we're going to do some nice meditation to get the mind very peaceful and calm, bring up some energy. So I will be leading you through the meditation. So if you've never meditated before, don't worry. I'll be just guiding you what to do for the first 15 minutes or so. Then I will let you go just to see what happens. But when you get guided into the right direction, then once you're traveling in that right direction, the meditation goes by itself. You have a very peaceful and beautiful time. And that's the main aim of the meditation, so you can taste what it's like to have a mind which is nice and peaceful and calm and get some energy back up. So you can make use of that in your life outside of Friday nights. At work, at home, whenever you're tense, stressed, sick, you can sit down, meditate, make your mind calm and peaceful, and incredible, wonderful energies come up. So that's the marketing, now the actual exercise. If you'd like to, please close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, and when I was in Hong Kong, I just came back today, that people were saying, oh, some places they meditate with their eyes open. And so I much prefer everyone to close your eyes when you meditate. Because when everyone has their eyes closed, that's when you can scratch any part of your body you like. Because no one is watching. You put your finger in your ears, up your nose, out of kindness to your body. Because that's the whole point, to relax the body, scratch the issues, cough the coughs, sneeze the sneezes, so you can have a peaceful, comfortable body. So don't try and hold things in, hoping they're going to go away. Instead, deal with them with kindness. If the body needs to cough, please cough it. Thank you. And after a minute or two, you will notice your sensitivity to feelings in the body increases. It takes a while to get really sensitive, but after 1 or 2 minutes, you can feel aches, pains, itches, or even comfort in the body. You are becoming mindful. And with that awareness, you can feel your body and you can know what your body needs to relax a little bit more. If you have any tight pieces of clothing, loosen them. If you need to fidget your bottom on the chair or the cushion, please fidget. Thank you. Could hear many people fidgeting. Wonderful. And as far as your shoulders and your arms and hands, you see in some books by people who, please excuse me, don't know what they're really talking about, they say to put your hands here or put your hands there. It does not matter where you put your hands. As long as they are comfortable. And your awareness can tell you whether it's comfortable or not. And please don't screw the eyes down tight or the mouth shut. You're not gritting your teeth. You're not going to the dentist, and apologies to any dentists here. This is meditation, relaxation. So to relax every part of the body as much as you can. The mindfulness, the awareness, that's what gives you feedback. This wonderful quality which shows you how your body is and how it is changing. And hopefully you'll be able to notice the feelings in your body start to relax more. As you don't hold anything tightly, you let it be. Even your body, you let it be. Any hard knots of pain inside of you, be kind to them, let them expand. And when they expand, they get less intense, more dilute. It's like getting some water, when it expands, it's like a mist and you can't even see it anymore. expand, release, let go. All these wonderful words, which is helping you to relax your body. When your body does get more relaxed, hopefully you'll be able to notice the sensation of relaxation, which is a very delightful feeling. See if you can check that out in your body. When you are relaxed and open and free, it's a very happy type feeling. It is one of the pleasures of a relaxed body. Once your body is relaxed, only then can you let it go and it will not disturb you. If you don't spend enough time relaxing your body at the beginning of the meditation, you'll probably get aches, pains and other discomforts later on. So number one, it helps free your mental world from having to deal with the body when you relax it first of all. But also, the same technique which you use to relax your body and bring it to comfort, you use on your mental world as well. How is your mental world now? What does your mental world feel like? What is the predominant, the main emotion you feel now? Tiredness, fear, sadness, joy? How do you feel? Can you notice the emotional state of your mind? See if you can relax that. You'll find you can relax emotions, soften them, by being kind to them, by allowing yourself to be and not trying to be something different. If you're sad, be sad. If you're tired, be tired. If you're afraid, be afraid. When you fight these things, they get worse. When you let them be, when you embrace and accept them, then they get less and less. You are softening them with kindness and acceptance. So whatever your mental world is now, open the door of your heart to your mind and its quality without judging, without saying, I'm angry, I shouldn't be angry. I'm tired, I shouldn't be tired. I'm afraid, I shouldn't be afraid. Let this moment be. And it softens. and disappears. And if you have an obsession with something which happened in the past, so you can't let it go, something important, some event which really hurt you, if you want to let go of the past, be kind to it first. Soften it. If you were responsible, you're not perfect, I'm not perfect, give yourself a break. Cut yourself some slack. These things happen. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt. If someone else or something else is responsible, just we all make mistakes. You can't judge a person by one or two acts, even if they hurt you. When you soften your negativity to the past, it makes it easy to let it go. Just like when you soften any pain or ache in the body, it's easy for it to disappear. Be kind to whatever happened to you. Opening the door of your heart to your past. Good, bad, whatever happens, the door of my heart's open to you. When you fight the past, you can't let it go. When you respect it, embrace it, it softens, and then you can let it go. If there's anything in the future which is bothering you, a problem which you have to deal with soon, a test which you find it difficult to face, if it's anxious, which you don't know what you'll be able to do to get out of this mess in the future, soften the future too. You've managed to survive in the past, you'll survive again. You'll find a way. You'll find a means. Open the door of your heart to the future, no matter what it is. I will accept it. Be at peace with it. Learn from it. Grow from it. With no fear. When you soften the thoughts for your future, they're not so hard. When you give even the future the benefit of the doubt, what you think will happen probably won't. How you think you will react, you can react another way. You can never judge how you're going to deal with the future. So give yourself the benefit of the doubt. You can make it, you will do it. So all the worry and anxiety of the future gets softened, massaged, until it's no longer something which obsesses you. And once you've softened the future and softened the past, enough. It's so easy to let it go. And come to the only place you really exist. Right now, this present moment. This is life as it happens. Be here. What does it feel like just to be here? What are you aware of? Feeling in the body, sound of my voice, a thought in your head. Whatever you're aware of, whatever it is, please respect it and don't try and get rid of it. And again, open the door of your heart to this moment. Embracing it, softening it, until this moment just stays. Just being here, as simple as that. Don't try and focus on anything or concentrate. Just let this moment be. Take away all this judging, all this wanting. And just be for a while. Not controlling the mind, not driving it, but being a passenger on this journey of meditation. Looking through the window rather than working the pedals and moving the wheel. Don't control. Let go. I often say that now is the place your future is being made. Now is the only time you can do anything to affect your future. So if you look after this moment, care for it, make peace, be kind in this moment, you're doing the very best for your future. But this moment now will also be your past later on. If you make this moment beautiful, peaceful, happy, then one day your past will remember peace and happiness. That's why this moment is so important. It's where the past is made and also the future. Right now. Just be kind to this moment. Relax it. When you make peace with something, they show you peace back. Make peace with your body, make peace with your mind, and you find peace. If you fight, if you make war, you only get damage. Some of you may already start to become aware of your breathing. It's the thing which is moving more than anything else. If you are aware of your breath, don't try and watch the breath at a point of your body, your nose or anywhere. Just know the breath without knowing where it's coming in or where it's going out. Just know the breath. And as you breathe in, you can say to yourself, you can imagine breathing in peace. Imagine what peace is and breathe it in with every in-breath. Imagine what letting go means and breathe out the meaning of let go with every out-breath. Breathing in peace into your being. Breathing out, letting go of any pain, any problem, any sickness. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. Just in this moment. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. Saying those words with every in-breath and out-breath for the next couple of minutes. Just like you can know what the body feels like when it's relaxed, can you notice your mind, your mental world being relaxed? And the delight, the freedom, the peace when your mind relaxes. Remember, I'm saying relaxing your mind, not concentrating it. Relaxing it, letting it be, setting it free, opening the door of your heart to your mental world. Not being afraid of it. And certainly not trying to change it. Let this moment be. There's so much contentment and peace. Can you notice that? Very close to the end of the meditation. Before you open your eyes, please know how you feel. And enjoy whatever peace you've established after 30 minutes meditation. Peaceful, relaxed. And how delightful that feels. This is peace of mind. And how you can get it in a busy life just by meditating and accessing that whenever you want. I will now ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to every sound from the gong. And when the last sound vanishes, only then and not before, the third ringing vanishes, end the meditation by opening your eyes. Okay, so you'd like to get yourselves comfortable. Those outside, you can find a little place to come in.